Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're a Sabres fan, you might like this. Hi, Mary Wall. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I remember last time we talked about the Fan Connection, and it's a documentary on Buffalo and their Sabres fans. This is a good week for that to come out, Mary.
Well, timing is what it is.
Tell us about this movie.
So this movie, it's really about the city of Buffalo, and I use Sabres fans to tell that story of eternal optimism and hope and just the gritty roll up your sleeves and get the work done nature of the city. So we started filming in 2011. Sabres fans certainly know what emotions they were feeling in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the city, we got to see some really great aspects of the city go under some change, and seeing the citizens just take responsibility for the city themselves. And then on top of that, it's really the story of the three fans
the
city that we follow.
Mary, this breaks down into the perspective, so documentary style. It breaks down into the three different stories of the fans. Give me a little snapshot of those three fans that you profile in the movie.
So the first fan we profile is Mark, and Mark is, a youngish man who has what he calls a touch of cerebral palsy, and had been told years before the documentary that he couldn't drive, and is, feeling the need to have more independence in his adulthood, and decides to give driving another shot. So we follow him. Mark is just an engaging character. He's funny. People tend to like him very quickly in the movie, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Francis Davidovich, who is about 90 years old. So we go to the other end of the spectrum. She and her husband have been married for almost 70 years at that point. And, she ends up falling and breaking her hip and her wrist. And it's about their love story after, almost 70 years of marriage, and how they deal with a severe injury and how she comes out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third story is a mother and daughter, Hannah and Renee. And Hannah's father had passed away 5 years before we started filming. He was just a big Sabres fan, and the reason they're all Sabres fans. So Renee keeps, his season tickets, and they still watch games as a way to stay connected to him. And it's really following Hannah in a way a lot of people will relate to her story, having gone through the middle school years. Hannah's, 12, 13 while we're filming. And it's a rough age, as anyone knows who's been through it and has a little perspective, but she's going through it with this added burden of trying to figure out her life without her father present every day.
And I love how it's about more than just hockey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think it's one of those things where we had someone in Columbus when we screened at the film festival there who came up to me after and thanked me for making it. And she talked about how she hated sports and had to go to a football game once and didn't understand it. And after watching the movie, she said, now I understand it. Now I get it.
That's cool. What is the name of the motion picture, or the documentary, I should say?
The documentary is called The Fan Connection.
And where is it showing?
It's showing this week at the North Park Theater. We are playing at 2:15 today, 2 and 4:30 tomorrow, and the cast and I will be there after the 4:30 screening for a Q&A.
Oh, fun. Uh-huh.
And then 1:45 on Sunday, and then 2 o'clock Monday through Thursday. And the Monday screening at 2 will be open captioned. We have a group, I believe, from St. Mary's School for the Deaf that's coming out to watch it. They've been really good supporters of this documentary all along, so we're really happy to be able to share it with them or anyone else who wants to come for an open caption screening.
This is cool. So we were there at the beginning, and I'm so proud that this is 9 years later kind of getting done.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations on the Buffalo International Film Festival win. That's a big deal.
Yes, that was really huge. It was unexpected. We've talked with people in other cities who say, well, it's a Buffalo film in Buffalo. I'm like, yeah, but there was, I think, seven of them there. And, it was really exciting to win that for us.
Now we just got to get you to Sundance. I know that was just, what, a couple weeks ago? That's the next stop after this.
Well, our next step is we're doing our own. Eric and I are continuing to work on this and getting our own distribution. So we're super excited to kick it off at the North Park, who's been great partners throughout the whole time filming. We have a one-time screening at the Hamburg Palace on February 23rd, and it's official. We can announce it today. We are going to be screening in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Later this month as well.
All right.
So, can your next documentary be Buffalo and the Table? Why? And something like that, and then just do all table jumping? The explanation, the truth behind it, something like that?
Oh, if you dive into that world of Bill's Mafia, could you imagine?
I don't entirely understand it. So, yeah, maybe that would be an interesting take, is to figure out why. I think that's how most documentaries start, is understand it. Let's figure it out.
One of my favorite things is seeing the cast and the directors and producers talk about a movie, so that's really special. Congratulations and good luck with everything. We're excited that this is coming to Buffalo again.
Yes, thank you. Me too.
Awesome. Mary Wall on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.